Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Josie Riley, who has been living in West Cork for over 40 years, had to have both of her legs amputated after she was bitten by an insect bite or an insect bug at her home. And Josie's now staying with her daughter, Jen, and her granddaughter, Becky, and they're both with me today here on the line. Thanks a million, Josie and Jen, for joining us today in the show. Will you bring us back, Josie, and just tell us, first of all, what happened to you?
The first thing I noticed when I was getting ready for bed was these two little marks on my leg, on my left leg. I didn't think anything of it, you know, because I thought, well, you know, insect bite or something, and you get them quite regularly anyway, especially gardening. But by the morning, they'd kind of doubled in size and you know, still thinking they were insect bites, I just put some vinegar on. But over the coming days, you know, they definitely got bigger and a lot more red. So it was after about a week, you know, I eventually went to the doctor and, you know, we did the course of antibiotics and had the compression bandages and well, some of my toes started going black, which was very worrying. So I was sent up to the hospital, you know, just to get things checked out. Mm. And then sent home again after some tests. And then the following week, another toe went black. So back up to the hospital, and my granddaughter, fair play to her, you know, she was coming down and collecting me to take me up and down to the hospital. Because I have rheumatoid arthritis as well, you know.
Yeah.
I was having difficulty driving, so Becky, was doing all the driving, and during all these tests, I was told that they couldn't amputate my toes. Because of the poor circulation in my lower legs, you know. So over the space of few months, really, it wasn't from
the initial bite on your left leg. Yeah. This happened. This was just late last summer, Josie, that this started.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
When you saw Josie, the first two, as you say, just, you know, what looked like little bites, little insect bites on your left leg, was it on your shin or where on your leg?
Sort of in between my ankle and my knee, really. Just on the centre.
Okay.
Well, on that ridge bone.
But originally, it looked like nothing, you know, out of the ordinary or just what any of us might get, as you say, whether you're on holidays or in the garden or something like that. Nothing dramatic initially.
So, that's why, I didn't want to go to the doctor over something, you know, so trivial as I thought at the time. But after about 4 stays at the hospital, none of the treatment seemed to be helping. And, I did try leech therapy just to, you know, try an alternative, but that didn't help at all, really. You know, I had 3 sessions of that, but when he put the leeches on my foot, you know, it was extremely painful. But over the coming days, the holes from the leeches hadn't closed up. So, the bites had turned into ulcers, a while before, and they were very, very sore. And then I got this massive blister right across my leg.
It was getting progressively worse. And when the doctors suggested to you, you know, that really amputation was going to be the solution, because I know, I take it you were in a lot of pain, Josie, at this stage. How did you feel when you heard that?
Well, of course, I'd had a bit of time to, you know, process, you know, what they were telling me, you know, because of the circulation situation. Well, of course, it wasn't a route I was, you know, wanting to go down because, well, obviously it's a major change in your lifestyle. Yeah. And, you know, but eventually, you know, the pain just got so bad. And having tried other avenues, you know, I just said, you know, to my daughter, you know, that I just can't bear it anymore. Even though, you know, I was taking painkillers and, well, anything that would help.
To try and manage the pain. And yeah, why did you have to have both legs amputated, Josie? Had it spread?
Yeah, well, the ulcers, I don't know how they came about, but yeah, they appeared, you know, on my left leg first, and then after a few weeks, they came on my right leg as well. And, you know, so I had the compression bandages on, and, you know, well, I had to ask them to take them off because, you know, the discoloration of my toes. And, you know, because I had two or three toes on my left foot that were going black, but then the big toe on my right foot had gone totally black. And, and then, you know, sort of over the weeks, you know, another toe. And I thought, well, you know, just can't cope with this, you know, and the pain was horrendous. So,
this was the
solution. I had to resign myself to the fact you know, well, yeah. The doctors are right. That's the only solution.
How are you managing now, Josie? And you know, after the surgery.
Well, not too bad, really. You know, and like I keep saying, I've had tremendous support. You know, from family and friends, and well, I mean, you know, the doctors and nurses. Okay, you know, just absolutely amazing. Did all they could to help, and you know, the help and encouragement afterwards. You know, so it was a gradual process, you know, from manoeuvring from the bed into a wheelchair, yeah, and getting used to that, and yeah, from the Mercy Hospital, I went to St. Francis Unit, and yeah, marvelous people there. So great place to get, you know, I was getting physiotherapy and, you know, building up my strength. Yeah, so after about 10 weeks between the two places, you know, I came to stay with my daughter because, although my son was trying to prepare the house I'm renting in Durrus, you know, trying to make it suitable for the wheelchair, but... you know, it's much easier at my daughter's.
I know you're staying with your daughter Jen at the moment. Jen is actually with us too,
right,
Josie. On the line, like your mum, Jen is. You know, it's a lot to try and manage for your mum, as she's been telling us. But you've had a lot of support locally as well.
Everyone's just been fantastic. It's, yeah, amazing, really, the kindness of strangers and the helpfulness of all the physios and the OTs and the doctors and nurses. They couldn't be more helpful. So, yeah, we're blessed in that way.
Because you'd set up a GoFundMe page, is that right?
Yeah. The aim is to try and get a wheelchair accessible car, because at the moment we're limited really to where we can walk to in Carrigaline. So obviously my mum hasn't been home at all since February. And obviously she hasn't seen any of her friends who are down in West Cork, and most of the family as well, because it's nearly 100 kilometres to travel. So we can't be taking her on the bus and that kind of thing for those sort of trips.
And I know at the moment your own home where Josie's living with you at the moment is, I suppose, more just easier adapted now to trying to accommodate obviously the wheelchair as well. But it's all of those additional services, Jen, really, that that your mum needs, yeah. and many others, I'm sure, who are, you know, in a wheelchair too, will recognise.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And also being here with me, it's close to the hospital, and if there's any issues, like a couple of weeks ago, we had an issue with the catheter getting stuck when she was transferring from the bed to the wheelchair. It got stuck on the sliding board and it came out. And we were panicking all day trying to find somebody who could come and fix it or where we could go. But anyway, in the end, because we didn't have the transport we needed to get her to the hospital to get it fixed, we ended up having to call out an ambulance, and the paramedic was fantastic.
Yeah.
He came and fixed it for us, and he said not to worry if we're ever in the situation again, don't hesitate, we can call 999. But it just seems crazy to be calling 999 for something like that.
When as you say, if you had the independence of your, you know, your own wheelchair accessible transport, your own car effectively, or van, that would give your mum, give Josie, obviously, more independence.
Exactly, yeah. And not only for appointments, but just the social aspect. Because she is feeling a bit isolated up here. I'm sure she's getting sick of seeing only my face.
Well, I'm sure, Josie, your Jen has been a huge support, and you mentioned your granddaughter Becky as well.
Oh yes, yeah. Becky was doing the, you know, transporting me up and down for a good few months, and Jen, you know, I mean she's just been absolutely amazing. So I've taken over her sitting room with the hospital bed and the wheelchair, yeah. and then of course I've got the commode, and you know, but yeah, that just and no, definitely not. I wouldn't be getting sick of her face.
No, it sounds like you've been doing great work, Jen, and a huge support to your mum, which is lovely to hear. I know you just wanted to mention that, you know, if people wanted to get involved or support in any way, Jen, they can find the GoFundMe page. It's still up. It's still online, isn't it?
Yeah. It's still going. We've still got a fair way to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing the support that we've had so far. It's just, yeah.
How much roughly nice has been raised, do you know offhand, to date?
We've just gone over 10,000 now.
Oh, so fantastic.
It's really, really amazing.
Yeah, people are
great friends and family, and from complete strangers. It's just amazing to see the kindness out there.
Well, it's Josie Rowley is where people can find the page, isn't it?
It's called Help Josie with the Cost of a Wheelchair Accessible Vehicle.
Okay, and people will get
to
that.
To be honest, I don't really know the first thing about GoFundMe. This is the first time I've ever done one.
So. I know.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's been a pleasure to chat to you both today. Like, as a listener points out, Josie, you're incredibly positive, and I wish you all the very best in the future. Thanks a million for joining us here in the programme. That's Josie Rowley and her daughter Jen there as well. As she said, you can, if you want to get involved or in any way support them, you can get the page Josie Rowley too. That is on the GoFundMe site. You'll be able to find
Lunchtime
that there.
Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.